Speaking of the players, we're now joined on the line by one of our regulars on the Big Sports Breakfast, South Hooker Damien Cook. How are you, Cookie?
Good morning, guys. And firstly, happy 40th to Clarkie, mate.
Very good.
Thank you, mate.
Happy 40th.
40, buddy.
You're copying that.
Yeah, I'm happy with that. I don't mind that number. I actually feel like 40 is the number you want to be. I think it's a good age. Mate, you make plenty of mistakes, and you can, you now can look at them and smile instead of look at them and cringe.
Hey, Cookie, you know when we get back out of isolation and it gets back to normality, can you host Clarkie for a session? As in, you know, like, you know, your business...
Drinking session?
No, with the beauty therapy products and things that you do at your business.
Beauty?
What type of business have you got? A relaxation business?
What we'll do is we'll go to the nets, roll the arms, and then we'll go recover in the float tank together.
Yeah, get him in the float tank. I reckon he'd be good in the float tank.
Need a bit of that.
No, we'll
give it a go.
You do facials
good
and
in the
things
water
like
was.
That as well?
Yeah, all of yous are welcome down there.
Yeah, no, we will, we will. But I'm just worried about my little mate, that's all. 39 years of age. You know,
I need a grease and oil change, don't I?
He's celebrating his birthday, not on his own, but he's got his little daughter with him. But I just think he may need something, you know, when this coronavirus finishes.
I tell you what, Loz, if I'm in his position at 39 years old, I'll be quite happy.
Don't say that in front of your missus, buddy.
Must be listening.
Hey, Cookie, how does Tangalooma Island Resort sound? NRL Island, as Vonnie's calling it.
I think all the players would be all for it, I think. It's an interesting idea, and it's obviously at the moment we're just... There's a group that's been put together just to do whatever they can to get this competition up and going, not just for the players and the game, but you know, to get some sport back on TV and give something to all the fans to look forward to.
Hey, Cookie, is it hit home that, you know, you may not play football this year, you may not get paid? Has that sunk in that could be a possibility and your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so at the beginning, probably when it started, almost a chance of not getting paid the rest of the year, and obviously there's been ongoing negotiations. You know, the players, RLPA, and they're all working together good. But, you know, talks of not playing for the rest of the year, that sort of hasn't sunk in yet. I'm still very hopeful that we'll get back on the field at some stage, you know, whether it's July, August. July probably being the closest date. You know, probably the next couple of months are definitely ruled out, so... I definitely can't see us not playing again this year, but if we didn't, I can't get my head around that just yet.
Cookie, how did you feel about the whole pay cut debate now that it's just about being ratified and the amount that, you know, you're going to be getting, the amount that now Todd Greenberg's going to be taking the similar cuts or the same cuts as the playing group? How have you felt about that whole process?
Yeah, that's obviously great by Todd, what he's doing, obviously showing that we are all in it together, and probably at the moment he's probably working harder than he ever has. At the moment, him with Belantis as well in their head office, trying to do whatever they can. But, you know, for us, if we want there to be a game at all, you know, we need to come together and make sure we all do our part. And, you know, it's been hard to watch, you know, the staff of our and the administration of our club be stood down. I know a lot of them. I've got to know a lot of them very personally over the last few years, and you know, they're in tough situations. So whatever we can do as players and work with the NRL to make sure we can do what we can to make sure that the game's in a good position when everything's all back up and running.
Cookie, you mentioned Clubland.
It is so difficult
because people, as you mentioned, people that you know and love around South Sydney and Redfern, they've lost their jobs. They've taken redundancies. They've been sent home without pay. And that's the reality of it. That's the financial reality that we're hitting at the moment, is that hundreds of people from the 16 clubs, and that's only talking NRL tier. Let's not forget about all the Canterbury Cup, the Q Cup, all the grassroots levels. Rugby league has been decimated at this point, and it's really tough time for everyone involved in the code. Have you been able to reach out and you know, make sure everyone's doing okay?
Yeah, it has been, you know, really tough times, obviously, for the whole country, not just for rugby league, but speaking on just behalf of rugby league, you know, there's, you know, a lot of them, especially staff members who I know at home, who I know they're not getting paid, but because, you know, they love the club and they see, you know, like the marketing team, they see benefit in still staying relevant, and so they're still working at the moment where they can. So that just shows how much they love the club. And I know a lot of the boys, you know, especially Canterbury Cup and NRL squads, are still training because they want to make sure they're ready to go. So, and probably, you know, making sure they're giving them something to do as well. But, you know, it's speaking with, you know, we've had a few RLPA meetings, and just sort of just try to get around to the group on my players, you know, South Sydney, bring around everyone just to, you know, pass on the messages and check in on everyone. And we've got a few of the boys, you know, ringing each other. We've got little groups set up of mix of staff and players at South Sydney, just in little WhatsApp groups. And we're just sort of checking in on everyone and just chatting, just keeping that conversation between the group happening, just so we're not, you know, all losing contact with each other over this time.
Mm. Cookie, the fact you guys are still on contracts, are there compulsory sessions you need to do? So, for example, you see a lot of kids now that are at home doing school. Their school day still starts at, you know, whether it's 9 o'clock, you've got roll call, you've got your, all your different periods and all your different lessons, then you get your recess, then you get your lunch. Is it as structured as that for you guys?
Not as structured, no. What they've given us is a few programs, an app they use, and they put all the programs on there, and they the high performance team tell you to probably get a few weight sessions done a week. You know, boy, everyone's in different situations over how much equipment they've got or what space they've got to work with as well, which has been quite difficult, which we're working through to try and help everyone to make sure they can do some sort of training, weights training at home. And then obviously you've got a couple of running programs as well. And a couple of coaches have been putting in small little, you know, I think Jason Remicio, he's putting in little juggling things. He's putting a challenge on the group to you know, start juggling, just to work on hand-eye coordination. Obviously, just a bit of chatter between the group, a bit of a challenge between everyone, just to keep everyone's spirits up. But it's not so structured. But, you know, you've got to remember you are a contracted player, and you've got to stay in good shape and be ready to go whenever that competition starts up again.
Yeah, Cookie, I said last week, when the competition is up and running, they probably need, NRL players probably need a month to get themselves ready to go. But I've sort of thought about it quite a bit. I reckon now it's when the flag drops, you've got to be ready to go. And if that means extending squads to allowing, you know, 20-man squads for the first couple of weeks or unlimited interchange to happen, I think we need to do it. I just think that we can't afford to waste any time once we get that green light to play. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think, you know, and that's where the trust of the playing group within your team, you've got to make sure you are all doing your part to make sure you are ready to go. And the later we go into the season, the less prep time we should probably have, because we do want to get on the field. And I can probably speak on behalf of the boys that, you know, 90% of them would be staying on top of that. And that's probably why they want to have that four-week program in there, to just make sure everyone is back up to speed with everything, in case some people haven't been, you know, keeping in touch with their strength and fitness. So it's a hard one. But obviously, if we get a bit of a green light that, you know, a certain date to work for, I'm sure that the players would pick up the training at home where they can before they're allowed to train back as a team. Extended bench to allow, you know, players, that's definitely an option. I wouldn't go with, you know, unlimited interchange, because I don't really want Tamalolo having 10 minutes coming off tonight. You've got to help out little bloke somewhere, Loz.
Hey, Cookie, just on that, who's the player that, you know, every time you come up against, he's always looking at the small bloke, and given that you're the smallest in the South Sydney team, they're coming at you. You just know he's coming at you.
Paul Vaughan.
Paul Vaughan.
Sure. I'm good mates with him, but I tell him to stop running at halfbacks. He doesn't. He runs at halfbacks and hookers, but hey, mate, he's a tactical front rower, that he tells me. So,
well, Cookie, I remember a day we were playing the Dragons at Cogra, and they were smashing us. And anyhow, my tackle count was up around 20 after about 15 minutes, and the Dragons players, I could hear them calling out daily, so they just kept running at me. And then Mal was the coach at the time, so he'd move me to the left side of the field. And next thing you know, they kept changing, and I was just getting plenty of tackles. And I remember it would have been, I don't know, we were down 30-0 or whatever it was. And I remember going back to the kickoff, and Mal sends out the message, move from the right over to the left. So I'm moving over to the left, and I'm standing there, and I just put my hand up and go, "Here I am, boys." There I am. No need to worry about where I am. I'm just making it easier for you.
I know how you feel, for sure. Sometimes you go, there he is in the middle, get it cooked. That's what I'm like. Here we go.
Good on you, Cookie. Look, thanks for joining us as always, mate. And have a good weekend.
Will do, mate. Thanks for having me, guys.